your will or the devil's will or God's will or the will of the Gentiles or the will of the flesh, anything that's not God's will is part of the hive. How do you know if you're in the hive? You were born in the hive. Because the flesh mind is nothing but sin. You're born in sin. How you gonna escape the flesh mind? How you gonna escape the program? Your pride is an AI program. Your selfishness is an AI program. Your old Adam is an AI program. Your will is an AI program. Your greed is an AI program. Lust AI program. King of Tyre. The King of Tares. The Kingdom of Darkness. The AI program that's controlling you and you're on autopilot and don't even know it when you fight against authority. AI program. Now, yeah, some authority's bad. We know that. What does God tell you? To pray for your authorities. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Bible. You know, if somebody wanted to start a podcast, it wouldn't take much. All you have to do is just take a verse a day. One verse a day. Doesn't matter if it's in Proverbs, Psalms, Ephesians, Colossians. You could teach every day for the rest of your life. One verse every day. Somebody told me one time. She said, "You're getting content off of me." No, I'm not. There's unlimited content. I have unlimited content. One verse a day. A half a verse. One word. You can do 30-minute podcast on one word. If you are saved and you're worried about content, you don't have to worry about it. Take a word and unfold it and meditate on it and see what God reveals. Any word. Take a verse and unfold it and see what God reveals. Take a sentence. Take a period, a comma, and unfold it and see what God reveals. You'll see that comma means together, ma. C-O-M, ma. And it also means C-O, which is together. M is water vessel, ma. Comma is putting the parts of the sentence together, just like together, putting the pieces together of the ma. So you take the pieces and rightly divide it and put them all together and anagram them and turn them over in your mind and you see the whole truth. You see source code knowledge and truth. Take one sentence, a legitimate sentence that has proper English, and break it into parts and see what you unfold. Break it into parts. You can know more than CERN. If you take any sentence, I'm talking about the capital letter, the period, the commas, the exclamation marks, everything in that sentence, and you break it into parts, and you do some anagrams, you turn it upside down, turn it over in your mind, turn it up, unfold the words and the letters, and you will know the whole truth. Because the gospel's encoded everywhere. It's encoded in your fingernail. And so because the gospel's encoded in your fingernail and the nail prints on your finger, your fingers are digits. The gospel's encoded in your body. So if the gospel's encoded in your body and body language is a real thing and you're a character, then the characters on a piece of paper, a sentence, will be have the truth. You know why? Because when you speak, you have to speak logically. If you got somebody who doesn't speak logically and doesn't have any kind of logic, because logic goes back to the logos, and they're not making sense and they're contradicting themselves, but it's because they don't have the Holy Spirit. They're not able to think logically because they're contrary to the truth. Because the truth is logical, because the truth is logos, and logos is logic. And if somebody's not in logic and they're in emotion and they're trying to throw away logic for emotion, that tells you right there that they're a liar. And they have their own personal agenda, and they want to be worshipped. Period. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If they're not using logic and they want to use emotions to justify their belief or their worldview or their idea or their truth instead of God's truth, what does that mean? It means they're devils. They have their own agenda. and they have their own game, and they want to be worshipped as God, as Queen Bee. I got my truth. It's my truth. No, it ain't. It's God's truth. And if you think that you are above God, and you think you can out-logic God, you think you can out-logos God, every breath you speak is from the Logos. I mean, every breath you breathe and every word you speak is from the Logos. So how are you going to out-logos God with logic? You can't. Every time I start to talk about something, I get sidetracked on something more important. The Logos, you unfold the words and you reveal logic and you reveal source code knowledge and source code truth, period.